You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome to another day, another big day. Oh boy, things are hopping in the U.S.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday.
I'm not quite sure which way to go with this one, but this is WMDX 92.7. I'm just bumping into walls here. There's so much going on, so many things to discuss, and this attempt to bring down the UN, or at least the communications around the UN, in order to attack probably the UN is a huge story. And how they found it is a mystery to me.
Yeah.
I mean, with the people in charge right now, I'm shocked that this happened. Of course, it's got to be career FBI, right?
I don't know. I heard a little bit about it.
They had all these servers set up around.
Right.
And they were going to, they had like hundreds of thousands of SIM cards. I may be over exaggerating. I doubled that,
You're exaggerating and you over exaggerate.
So it's an amazing story, but I'm shocked that the administration did anything at all. They can't find a needle in a haystack. They chase things they make up on their own. I don't know, but, it's great. It's good to see something like this happen. And the idea itself is so phenomenal, so strange. Well, anyway.
Well, I know that Trump made an appearance at the UN anyway, right?
He made quite the splash at the at the UN.
He said all these countries are going to hell. You're all going to hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, he came right out and said something about stop chasing this environmental climate change thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was
the most amazing part. Oh. It just came out. You guys got to stop chasing this climate change. Said it to the whole world. We are just we are the dunce cap Americans over here. Just put us in a corner someplace. Don't listen to us. Whatever happens, that's our representative. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll get into all that in a little while here. Just getting started on this Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so much to cover. I'm not really sure where to even begin.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was on last night again.
Yes.
Back on his show.
Yes, he was.
Talk about that a little bit, too. Weather-wise today, it's another cool start. Mm-hmm. Temperatures in the mid-50s and a high today close to 70. Do you have your WMDX Samsung watch with you today, or did you leave it at home?
I do. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know the sunrise and the sunset.
Okay.
Because this time of year, fall, days are getting shorter and shorter.
Well, 6:48, sunrise.
Okay. Yeah.
Getting real close to almost the same in the afternoon, 6:51.
Okay.
Sunset.
And what's the dew point?
Yeah.
Do we have a dew point?
I'm thinking that the dew point is unimportant at this point.
I think you're right.
Yeah. You're not so focused on the dew point anymore,
well,
are you?
I'm not. It's not the summer anymore, so it's not a big deal for me. The dew point is at 56, so it's below 60 degrees, which is healthy and a normal everyday dew point. But humidity is up there about 91%.
Okay. A little while, we're going to have Mike McCabe in with us, Substack author and blogger. And, of course, in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll go for the green and gold once again, our contest. So a lot of things happening a little bit later.
Yeah. The end of the big story I heard on Marketplace on PBS was that the American economy is holding up better than they expected. All right. So even with all the tariffs and the chaos created by the Trump administration, everything seems to be moving along just fine. And the big story, of course, is that a lot of these companies are absorbing a lot of the costs.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that, yeah, that's is that the
case? That's the big story. That's what they're saying, yes.
Who is saying this?
The reporter that is taking this on for Marketplace is writing that the American economy is holding up better than expected.
Have they been to the grocery store lately? I mean, the prices are going up.
Well, here's the thing. We have heard the reports and stories by other reporters that the prices are way up.
Yes.
On almost everything in the stores. I think that what's happening now is we're getting used to high prices, and they're normalizing it. And that's what's taking place. And I think the Fed is also kind of jumping on board that bandwagon. Now, they are making dire predictions for 2026. I get it. You can make those dire predictions, but we're experiencing all that direness now. So I don't know who these people are. Maybe, you know, these wealthy executives aren't feeling the pain like we are, but there is a big problem here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you also wonder, are the Democrats going to hold up the economy?
Oh, with the,
and,
the
yeah,
bill?
With the debt limit.
The debt limit, yeah.
So are they going to hold it up? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I think if the American public understands why it is being held up, then it's a really good idea. But if they fail to convince the American public that, you know, maybe they shouldn't hold it up, then we're doomed. Because and it's a simple thing. All Democrats have to do is go out there and say that if we don't hold it up, if we just let this thing go and pay our bills and raise the debt limit, then here's the thing. Healthcare prices are going to go right through the roof. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to experience that in 2026. They're going to be raving mad. People are going to be losing their healthcare. And the Democrats will have folded and not gained any advantage politically for standing their ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's if we can convince people that their prices are going to go up and they're not going to have health care, they're not going to be able to afford it, that they're going to lose $200 or $300 a month for premiums, I think if we can't make that argument, we'll just stay here, Gordy, and promote pro-democracy ideas and speak into the wind.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just flapping our gums on this show. God.
Get ready to pack up and move to Canada, huh?
That's the alternative. That's what I'm thinking. I think that's the best idea.
Again, Sault Ste. Marie, only 7 hours away.
And, you know, Ryan Walters is back in the news. Now, tomorrow we're talking to Tim Schleicher, I hope.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
If all goes well, we'll have him as a guest tomorrow morning, as usual.
Right.
But Ryan Walters is now, get this, promoting, putting
it'll come to you.
What's Kirk?
Sounds like what?
What's Charlie right? Kirk's Turning Point USA?
Oh yeah,
he wants to put Turning Point USA chapters in every school in Oklahoma.
Ryan Walters does.
Ryan Walters, okay. He's the superintendent of public schools in Oklahoma. He wants Turning Point USA chapters in every school. Can you imagine, like, you know, the Democrats having proposed, oh, let's put Media Matters chapters in every school? I don't know. You know, well, why not, right?
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that with Tim Schleicher tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. That's coming up tomorrow.
Do we have another exciting edition of Would You Rather lined up there, Dominic?
All right. Buckle up. It's time to choose your own destiny.
What?
This is Would You Rather.
time. I heard buckle up.
There we go.
It's time to hurt your...
It's time to buckle up. It's time for some would you rather.
I think a lot of people are probably very impressed with your choice of music this time.
You think so? Yeah, it's not bad.
This is a better bed.
Yeah, I like it.
I appreciate that. All right. First question. Let's just get into it, all right? Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Yes.
Horse-sized duck.
Horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses. Gosh, that's a tongue twister.
Is there any reference here to Howard the Duck?
No reference. Okay. I know. All right. My parents just hate that movie. They hate it.
Everybody hated it.
Were they amazed by the technology of Howard?
They were amazed by how bad it was.
I thought it was really exceptional at that time.
At that time, yeah, maybe you're right.
I mean, it didn't look like, you know, Dweezil and all these other,
Dweezil?
Well, the characters in the early kids' shows where they're dressed up like mascots.
Yeah, it wasn't. Okay. I guess it wasn't that bad.
Right. not that bad. Come on, it was high technology.
We got to check the Rotten Tomato on that. We'll see.
Yes. Okay, well, anyway.
I'd go with 100 horse-sized
big duck.
Ducks.
Yes, I would do 100
duck-sized horses.
Yes, 100 duck-sized horses. Okay, let's go on to the second question here. Would you rather...
I oppose your thinking.
Second question, would you rather face your biggest fear or spend 4 nights in a landfill?
What's that?
4 nights in a landfill.
Would you rather face your biggest fear or 4 nights in a landfill? I would do fear. I mean, a fear would only happen for a couple minutes, and then 4 nights in a landfill. No one's ever going to know my biggest fear, though.
Okay.
Well, my biggest
fear. Were you
fear
smoking
keeps
weed when you come up with these questions? You either got to smoke more weed or don't smoke it at all.
It's getting worse and worse and worse.
I guess. Okay, what's the choice again? Biggest fear or what?
4 nights in a landfill.
4 nights in a landfill. I'll go with that.
I think
4 nights in a landfill.
I'd do biggest fear.
Yeah, I would do. I
really?
Would do that too.
Biggest
sure.
fear? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Landfill's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what my biggest fear is, and I think that constantly changes as I peruse the news. Things change constantly. What is my biggest fear?
Yeah, what is the biggest fear? I don't know. I think falling out of a plane is kind of my, you know, or being in a plane and having it go bad.
I don't know. Still, my childhood fears of, you know, sinking in quicksand and falling into an alligator pit has always been my biggest fear. But
a lot of alligator pits in Wisconsin that I know of.
Well,
I
don't
know. But maybe up north somewhere.
We watched a lot of Jungle Jim at the time and Tarzan.
There was a lot of quicksand in the old days.
Yes, there was. Everywhere.
Seemed like, didn't Leave It to Beaver have a quicksand episode?
I wonder. I think so. I think so, yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're just getting going on this Wednesday morning. Happy to have you along with us. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with, boy, you know you're in trouble when you can't pronounce your own name.
You got it. You're
really tired.
I'm sure you get used to saying your name.
Yes, eventually. And Dominic Lee is in the air chair, flipping the buttons and pushing the switches, doing what he does. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. Okay, this is a very special edition, which I forgot to mention because we were talking about so many other things. I'm all over that. I really am bumping off of walls at this point. But we have a very special edition this morning, Gordon.
Do we?
Right. Yes. We survived another rapture edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Another rapture edition?
Yes, another one. I mean, every once in a while, whoever it is that calls for these things and says that we're going to experience the rapture, they're always wrong, and it always seems like... Well, here, let me just get to the headline from the Washington Post on this, okay?
All right.
This is... if you're reading this, the rapture probably didn't happen. Again, in parentheses. And this is the subheadline. Rapture talk has taken over the internet as influencers prepare for the world to end Tuesday. Well, we've missed that. Or Wednesday at the latest. So, you know, it's not over yet, folks.
Maybe. They've been calling for the end of the world forever.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't get it.
They always do, and they always will. And this, for some reason, they keep disproving their religion.
Well, whoever they are
that wants to convince us that there is that day coming and it's here. And so many times they've called for it before. This is the biblical Armageddon that they can't wait for.
It's like the sky is falling.
Maybe it's a better option than, you know, having Trump as a president. I don't know. But anyway, that's the story. We survived another one, hopefully. You know, today is like the latest that it could happen.
Well, maybe they put it off for a reason.
Well, maybe they couldn't get all the chairs in place in heaven for us.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll keep you posted if there's any breaking news on the rapture.
We'll keep our eyes to the skies.
Yeah, don't look up.
Right.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it, I think, 3 times now.
The Thing, right?
Yeah, what?
The thing?
No, I'm talking about Don't Look Up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Look Up. Yeah, yeah. But The Thing, at the end of the movie, The Thing, the guy says, you know, look up. Look up to the skies. Blah, 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 blah.
Ah.
Yeah, something like that anyway. Okay. Matt in Middleton says, once again, Trump is projecting... saying other countries are going to hell as he destroys America and his policies are making us the third world country that we are. We are fitting the definition nicely. Oh. It truly was an embarrassing moment, you know, asking the rest of the world to, you know, get off this climate change thing.
I
had to get up and walk around after I saw it. It's funny, I don't even have that clip. But, you know, it was just so short and finite and just, you know, said it like it was.
You know,
it's one of those times when you're a little kid and you hear something really stupid and you want to hide your face. You hide your face. You say, oh, my God, I got to hide my face. That's what I did.
He's getting to the point where he can't riff anymore and make any kind of sense at all. I mean, you don't know where he's going. You don't understand anything that he's really going for.
Exactly.
And there was a lot of laughter at the UN, especially when the prompter was failing.
I don't know, but I know he complained about the elevators.
The escalator just stopped.
The escalators. That's
As soon as he got on, it just stopped.
Well, that's because of the people with him. Went up the elevator or the escalator first and hit the off button. I think it was a joke or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So he doesn't know these things. He never does know any of this stuff, what's going on around him. And so he went out on the floor of the UN and said, you know, idiotic things and didn't realize it was his own staff that sabotaged the escalator. So,
oh my.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that from Jesse Waters in just a few moments. His comments on it.
Hey, want to check out the WMDXradio.com website here and the poll numbers? Or, you know, this is the question: are you planning to cut the cable to protest networks bowing to the Trump administration?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now that Jimmy Kimmel's back, I don't know. people are back on Disney and Hulu and all that.
They're saying, well, if you overreacted.
Yeah. Come on back.
No, we're sending the message. I got to send the message. Really? I haven't done it yet, but I'm planning on doing it. It's very difficult to do this necessarily because I need the stuff for the show. I need that research.
Well, the question was, planning to cut the cable to protest the networks bowing to the Trump administration. Yeah. Yes is the leading answer. 68% say yes, but I'm still using streaming services. And then 25% are saying no, hurts too many people working at the networks who have nothing to do with the company decisions. So that's that. You can go to WMDXradio.com and participate in the poll and see what else is going on in our world.
I'll probably talk about it more, but I think that I think the networks have to rethink what they're doing.
What do you mean?
Because if people do cut that cord, right, they won't get the TV stations. And that means that the networks won't have the viewership and advertisers' support. So what do? If they continue to stay as one unit and have their own streaming services and people cut the cord, they're cut off. They should think of an alternative because this is probably going to happen again and again and again. And I think they should think of alternative ways to get their audience or keep their audience without having a one specific network that can get cut off if people do cut the cord.
Mm-hmm. 29 past the hour. We're coming back with Idiocracy next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Bernstein, Leonette, Brett, Steph, Lane, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, new symbiotic, patriotic, slam book, net. Right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yep, dumb all the time. Oh boy, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose our radio station, WMDX, and then text us or voice note us and give us a call as well. We'd like to hear from you. As you know, we have a discussion on this program, and you're part of that discussion.
That's right. Be a part of the conversation. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. That's our number. It's cloudy this morning. And a blanket of clouds over State Street downtown here. Temperatures will struggle up to a high near 70. It's nice and cool, 56 degrees currently. And our Go for the Green and Gold contest will give you the keyword in about a half an hour. So stay tuned for that.
That's right. This is from Mark, Minnesota Madness, Illinois Insanity. How about Tom Tiffany's toxicity? And you know, Tom Tiffany is throwing his hat in the ring for governor.
Oh, is that? I must have missed that. I missed that announcement.
Yeah, it just happened.
Really?
No one cares about Tom. Well, we'll see what happens, though. I mean, this guy is the one guy who completely destroyed Wisconsin's environment. He did everything he could to get the mining industry every right in the world to destroy everything in Wisconsin. Put up their mines next to grade schools, so all that dust and of course, prevent cities from getting reimbursed from mining because of these giant trucks going through their towns and destroying their roads. Well, he said, nah, they're not going to get any reimbursement for that. I can't understand Tom Tiffany getting elected into Congress. It just still freaks me out a little bit. As you can tell, I'm a little traumatized. Okay. This morning's been a very busy morning for me. I had to look for some Jimmy Kimmel comments from the show. He was back on
last night,
the network. Yeah. And I did find one, and if you could cue up 185, this is his opening statement, which, by the way, I'm very disappointed in. And I just think it's too much, too over the top for me. Let's listen.
I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. Ever. And also, selfishly, I am a person who gets a lot of threats. I get many ugly and scary threats against my life, my wife, my kids, my coworkers, because of what I choose to say. And I know those threats don't come from the kind of people on the right who I know and love. So that's what I wanted to say on that subject. But I don't want to make this about me, because, and I know this is what people say when they make things about them, but I really don't. This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
There you go.
Okay.
So,
what did you think? I thought that was perfect.
Damn.
What did you think that was not good with it?
I think it was too apologetic.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he needed to make an apology. I don't think anything he said was wrong. I think the reinterpretation of what he said was very wrong, and we got to stop pulling back. You know, this acquiescence to pressure is driving me crazy. On the left, please stop doing this. What he said was good. It was good. There's nothing wrong with it, except it was too forgiving, and every time we make a comment about Charlie Kirk now, we have to apologize and say, you know, we really don't like it when people get killed and shot for what they're saying. We always have to qualify it. Stop qualifying it. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the actual issue. Anyway,
okay.
It was just a little bit too much over the top for me, but very emotional.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, right off of bad emotional,
right,
which was amazing.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Charles is on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am right there with you. I thought it was over the top. Why are you apologizing? He said nothing wrong.
Right.
He. There was nothing that he said. I don't care what anybody said. I don't care what any Democrat or liberal person says. Jimmy Kimmel said nothing wrong. He said nothing about Charlie Kirk. And at the end of the day, murder is murder. Someone dying is because of something that they may have said is wrong. But at the end of the day, Charlie Kirk was nobody except for a podcaster. I feel sorry for his kids, that his kids won't be there to see him grow. But that's no different than the man last night down the street from me. I'm just saying something. That was probably killed. That has kids that will not see their dad or their mom or their uncle or their brother.
Right.
He was nobody except for a podcaster that spewed hate. But yes, I believe Jimmy Kimmel was. I'm glad to see him back on the air, but I thought he was over the top. So there needs to be any apologizing. needs to come from the right. That right away they started saying that there was a left lunatic, and the Democrats and all of their rhetoric and everything that they say was horrible. They got this man killed. Democrats didn't say anything that got this man killed. All the horrible rhetoric comes from the right, and they're good at being able to make it seem like Democrats are the ones that are spewing hate.
Yeah.
There's no hate coming from the Democratic side, and it burns me up when they say that, and there's no pushback.
Well, it bothers me an awful lot, too, because the right wing, the MAGAs, did come out very strongly and say this was somebody on the left. And we always qualified it. We did it on this show. We qualified it. We had a few pieces of information. We could assume that he was a gamer and that this is a gaming culture, and we mentioned that. And that is something that is very important in this discussion because it's a new kind of assassin. It's a new kind of reason to go out there and act like this. But, you know, it really is something that they did, and they didn't have to apologize for jumping to the conclusion that they were on the left. They never have to apologize now. They won that one, and that's what bothers me on that as well, Charles. I appreciate it. Okay, we got to get to CJ here. What do you got for us, CJ?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. Thanks
for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, on the how about the president kicking ass at the UN?
He sure
that
did,
was
didn't he?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was.
He was amazing.
That was the most amazing, most embarrassing thing I have ever seen. But what the hell, you know?
I thought it was awesome. It's like the 18 resolutions for George W. Bush before he took on Saddam.
Yeah.
Because 18 resolutions wasn't enough for Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
But as far as Jimmy Kimmel goes, you know, his apology that he didn't mean to say it. Yeah, he did. It was on the teleprompter. He did mean to say it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anybody from the right pointing out that it was potentially a person, an extremist on the left. It was only the governor of Utah and the FBI and law enforcement. And his own family said he has gone extreme left. So
no, that's not true.
You want to claim it's the right pointing it out?
That's not true.
No,
the family never said that. And by the way, the governor, I thought the governor was completely out of line. So many times they gave him credit for being so middle of the road. Not my opinion. They came right out and accused this assassin of being on the left. This is all incorrect. I mean, we couldn't jump to. We still can't jump. We still can't jump to any conclusions because we still don't know. Okay, we have all this evidence that he was part of the gaming community. We have all of that evidence.
Like he knows
who
you don't know. But
and by the way, Kimmel. Let's get back to Kimmel.
The governor,
okay.
Law enforcement, and his own pet.
That's not true. All of that is not true, but. I'm not going to get into the details of all of that right now. We're talking about Kimmel and what he said and what he originally said. He accused no one. He accused no one. No, he didn't accuse the killer of being on the right or a MAGA. He was saying that
really?
The people.
You guys need to read the quote.
He was saying the people on the right. The people on the right were trying to switch. The cause or the reason why the shooter shot Kirk was because he was on the left. I mean, he said they're trying to switch.
Read the quote, guys. Come on, now you're dancing. You're trying to dance.
I'm not
going to
read the quote.
We
know what he said, and he was saying that the right wing was trying to blame the left. Bottom line.
No, he said that it was a MAGA, and they're exactly they got.
No. Wow. I don't know
read
what universe.
Oh, come on, you guys.
You've got a different.
You're smarter than this.
You've got a different network than most of us, CJ.
Well, now most of the networks aren't even airing his show.
Well, I know. Okay, I want to get into that.
A lot of the affiliates decided not to.
I know. I want to get into that. That's a really important issue for me right now, and I want to actually jump into that. Thank you, CJ, for opening that that avenue up for me.
Yeah.
Because now Sinclair and Nexstar,
right?
They're not going to run Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to go real well for the viewership in those areas. Wow. All right. You know, you deal with the feedback on that. But here's the thing. These guys, they want to make a purchase, and they want to own more TV stations, and
right.
they want to own more TV stations than the regulations allow. Mm-hmm. And they would have like a 60 or 70% coverage in the United States. Think about it. These guys are making decisions for what you and I can see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're right. They have that kind of power to do that, and they want more power. They want to cover 60, 70, 80% of the country in what they can see or what they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they made the best argument for not giving them that power.
All right, we will continue. Well, and the FCC is still holding up that deal, that New Max deal, right?
Yes.
I believe so. So we will continue with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let's go tackle.
Trump always chickens out.
Big Talk Friday.
Sunday he's full of doubt. He threatens the world, then cries at the rout.
Let's go tackle.
Making Wall Street laugh.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It is 6:52. We've got a lot of cloud cover this morning all across the area. Maybe a little bit of patchy fog in a few places. 56 degrees currently. Highs today expected to get right near 70. And then we've got a warm-up the next few days. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in about a half hour. Find out the latest.
That's right. That's right.
And we've got the Go for the Green and Gold contest coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll reveal the next keyword where you could win a chance for $200 cash and some gold jewelry as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get into that discussion a little bit here because, you know, I think Sinclair and Nexstar have proven that they can't handle too much coverage in this country by preempting Jimmy Kimmel. They're censoring him.
Mm-hmm.
They're silencing him, another opinion. And they think they know better. They're protecting their viewers from another opinion is what they're essentially doing, right?
Well, and they want to please the Trump administration because the Trump administration is holding up the big $6 billion deal between Nexstar and Tegna.
Yeah.
Tegna used to be Gannett television stations,
right.
USA Today.
They own a lot.
They've got a ton of stations.
They would they would certainly have great coverage, and they could preempt any program they want and control what the networks are sending out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just proves that the FCC – by the way, the FCC cannot censor. They don't have any control of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of a watchdog about the forbidden words or monopolies. But other than that, they don't have the kind of teeth. And Congress has to approve this Nexstar purchase because they have to raise the limit of coverage that these TV stations are allowed. They can't cover the entire U.S. and then decide whatever they want to decide by taking Kimmel off the air or whatever program they dislike or is against their religion or against their politics. That's the point. Did you get my my email, the cut that I'd like to play? Let's play the original track from Kimmel, what he actually said. Let's play that again. There you go. That's it right there.
Okay.
That's it right there. I mean, that's what he said. And they objected to that.
Mm-hmm.
They made it seem like, No, no, that guy was on the right. No, no. And then they went completely overboard. The megas went completely overboard. They flooded X. I mean, I was looking at X and it was just back-to-back accusations that Kimmel should be taken off, maybe even shot. No. This is the kind of reaction they had. They knew the door was open, and they rushed through it, and they just flooded social media, and it was really pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm reading the transcript as you're playing it there, and it's exactly what we said. You know, he said, quote, "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it."
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that was it. And they really complained about that.
Yeah. So.
And they had no reason to. One person, Bob, you know, kind of block. Hi, Bob. I'm getting my charger put in just to keep you updated on my EV charging station. Yeah. My space car.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote, "Oh, my God. What planet is CJ on? CJ has got to watch something other than Newsmax."
That's from Scott.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I don't know how it goes. Catherine is on the line here this morning with a question or a comment. Go ahead, Catherine.
Or a question or a comment. Like I'd ask John anything.
Yeah.
No, here's my concern. Mm. You know, CJ called in this morning already, and his interpretation of the same words. We all heard the same words.
Isn't that interesting?
What he said is not an issue. What he meant by it is, and what you might consider acknowledging is that it's possible to reinterpret what he said. What Jimmy Kimmel said was they're distancing them, trying to make it out that he is anybody but their own. Words to that effect, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I want to get the words right. I mean, be anything but their own, meaning not that he is something else, but that he's not ours for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? That's what Jimmy Kimmel was trying to say.
Yeah, that's it.
Was
right.
That the Republicans are saying he's not ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fair. They were saying that. They were saying he's a liberal. So Jimmy Kimmel's not saying he's a Republican, this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk. He was trying to say that the Republicans are trying to say what he was.
Exactly.
And the fact is, and I read this more often than not, he wasn't anything. Raised Republican, raised very conservative religious right Republican, probably, but can't even make that gauge. But I don't know. It's interpretation.
Yeah.
Take the better interpretation. Try for a gentler interpretation and stop threatening people.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, his parents, by the way, thought that maybe because of his relationship with his boyfriend, girlfriend, that made him more left. That was their reference to it. It wasn't that he turned into a left wing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine,
thank you.
Appreciate that. Yes. It is 6:59 coming up in our next hour. Right around the corner, we'll reveal the Go for the Green and Gold keyword for our contest. Also, Mike McCabe will join us.
And we'll talk about vaccines.
Ah, yes.
The big news yesterday, which wasn't really that much.
Okay. It's all coming up.
Talk about, I don't know. We'll get into it.
It's all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, and you coming right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.